You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say,
it's all good.
It's all God.
Everything going on in my life. And it's all God. Had a few heels to climb.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh.
It's all God.
I don't know what you face tonight.
Oh,
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul, hosted by your very own Big Joe. He'll put you in the know. No, 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 of your mind, body, and soul.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul Show with Big Joe. I am your host, Big Joe, holding it down for We Talk Radio. Right here with Kia D. T. Smiley, are you with me? We are in for a extraordinary night. We are in for a time. We are in for a treat. We should be having a guest that should be walking through the door in a little bit. Miss Carmen Rogers, she should be with us tonight.
Absolutely. I'm excited to have this beautiful young lady with us tonight. She is amazing. She's from the D. I'm so excited. Dallas, stand
she
up.
Is.
That's right.
Born and raised, born in Mississippi, raised in Dallas.
Yeah, born in Mississippi, raised in Dallas. Lives in Atlanta now, I think. Yep.
Living in Atlanta now. And we're going to get into some conversation with her. Let's get into some smooth jazz or some. Just give me something light. Give me something light.
I'm going to give it to you. Give it to me. Right here on We Talk Radio.
Hey. While I got you here, before I get ready to go, do not forget to tune in probably about 6:30, 6:35. We will be giving you the keyword just in case they don't know about the keyword. Kia D, you got me?
I do. Listen, we are going to be giving away some money tonight. Tonight, it's going down. Well, actually, we're not giving it away tonight. We're giving it away every day of the week. You got to tune in to every one of our shows. This is an incredible month. We're really excited because it's Black History Month. And this month, we're having extraordinary guests on our radio network, just like the extraordinary Carmen Rogers, who has done amazing things around the globe. And that's what you're going to find here for Black History Month. The other thing you're going to find is we're giving away money. How are we giving away money? Well, listen, the only thing you need to do is tune in to all of our radio shows all month long. Now, this week, week by week, we're going to be giving away $100. At the end of the month, we're giving away $500. In order to win per week, what you're going to do is you're going to go to our website, wetalkradio.com. www.wetalkradio.com. And after that, right, you're going to tune in to all of our radio shows all week long. On every show, we're giving out a keyword. We're giving out an incredible keyword. You want to write that keyword down. And at the end of the week, if you have collected all of the keywords, you're going to send us an email. And you can do that by going to our website, wetalkradio.com. Going to the Contact Us tab, right? If you're on your cell phone, it's a little drop-down box. You can go right there to the Contact Us tab. You're going to put in your email address. You're going to input all the keywords, and the first person that does that every single week is going to win $100. You got to be the first person to turn in all those keywords from all those shows. Our last show airs on Sunday night at 8:30 p.m., right? And then at the end of the month, if you have all the keywords at the end of the month, you're going to win $500. But you got to be the first person to send us every one of those keywords. It's going down. I'm excited. We've got the beautiful Carmen Rogers that's going to be joining us tonight right here on the Mind, Body, and Soul radio show with your main man, Big Joe. I'm Kia D, holding it down for the incredible and amazing Mind, Body, and Soul right here on We Talk Radio. I'm going to play some music by the incredible and amazing Carmen Rogers. Up next, guys, Big Joe. That's right. We've got the incredible, the beautiful Carmen Rogers. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. The Mind, Body, and Soul Show right here on We Talk Radio.
Carmen, you dance. I never really felt love. Stuck in the rut. Did not know I could get out of. Out of the blue, like Fiji in the sun. Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul, hosted by your very own Big Joe. He'll put you in the know. No, 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 of your mind, body, and soul.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul Show. I am your host, Big Joe, holding it down with Kia D, T. Smiley, right here on We Talk Radio. We have an amazing guest. We have an amazing guest, Miss Carmen Rogers. Kia?
Yes, yes.
I got to ask you to please introduce Miss Rogers.
Absolutely. I absolutely will be honored to introduce this extraordinary young lady onto the show. I have literally, for a very long time, wanted to interview this young lady. She, of course, was born in Mississippi, raised right here on the streets of Dallas. Now, of course, living in Atlanta, she is an amazing African-American R&B neo-soul singer and songwriter. She's more than that. She has an incredible and amazing soulful sound. I am so excited to have her on. She's been singing since she was a child and has performed for so many. I cannot, please, without further ado, help me welcome this amazing young lady. We're going to be talking old music. We're going to be talking new music. We're going to be talking life with the amazing and extraordinary singer, songwriter, Carmen Rogers. How you doing, Queen?
Hey, thank you so much for that very, very warm, beautiful welcome. So happy to be here tonight.
Happy to have you.
We're happy to have you.
Thank you.
We are happy to have you. Hopefully everything is going all right with you guys. We're having a little cold weather down here in Texas.
You know what? That's what I heard. You know, my family is still there. My mom is still there. My brothers. So many members of my family are still there, and they let me know that it's been wild for the night.
Yeah.
So I'm glad y'all stay safe. I'm glad you're holding it together. But you know what? I left Atlanta a few years ago. I've been in Brooklyn for the past 5 years.
Come on, Brooklyn. Come on now.
Yes.
Really?
But why I bring that up is because, yeah, we've been cold. So welcome. Welcome to our world.
Well, you being a Dallas resident at one time, you know, we don't get cold like this.
No.
We don't.
That's wild.
We don't get 25. We don't get 28. We don't. Supposedly on Monday, the last I've heard was on Monday, we're going to be -2.
No way.
I don't even recall a time when it was ever said a negative anything in Texas.
If that don't tell you global warming not real, I don't know what will.
Yep. Now imagine our summer. Now imagine our summer if we're this cold in the winter. Right. Just imagine
painful.
Our summer.
Ooh, painful. Man. Painful.
But that is again that's what we're used to. We're used to the painful summers, even in the wintertime. It sometimes feels like it's summer. So we're
so
used
true.
To that.
So true.
It is this extra stuff. But how are you enjoying being in Brooklyn? How long have you been in Brooklyn, if you don't mind us being a little...
I actually quietly left Atlanta fall of 2015 and moved to New York and moved to Brooklyn the top of 2016. So been here now for right at 5 years. Been in New York going on 6 years. And, yeah, it's been honestly amazing. You know, New York be New Yorking. So it's a city that is not for everybody, and it is not for the weak at heart. You got to have some tough skin to live here. But once you find your groove, it is an amazing, amazing place to be. And honestly, you know, it might seem like a crazy place to be during a pandemic. And yes, the top of the pandemic, we got hit really hard, got hit really fast. But I'm telling you, it's probably, I don't even know if it's a good thing how quickly and how easily we will make something out of nothing and adjust to crazy times, because now we have adjusted and it's safe. People are caring and considerate, and, you know, we just know what we got. We know we live in a tight space, so we try to be considerate of the people around us. So people are masked up, and we got our summer back last year, and people out there eating in the cold, y'all. They're eating in the cold outside.
Wow.
But, you know, with the heat lamps and with some assistance, you know, New Yorkers just find a way to make it work, you know. So I'm happy to be here even during a time like this. Yeah, it's home. It's definitely home now.
I love it. I love it. That's encouraging.
Yeah.
For those who are, you know, thinking about making a move or a change, just do it. You know, sometimes you just have to do it, especially, you know, with you being a singer and songwriter. I'm sure that market, that scene, being out there in that scene, in that market, definitely helps the career, you know, being a part of everything.
It absolutely did. It helped my career, but it also just helped me build better relationship with some of my favorite musicians. You know, the club, of course, that's one of the things that we have lost for now, and that is the local music scene that really is, although it's local to New York, it's international, because people come from all over the place just to hear artists that are either based here or that travel here. The music scene, absolutely incredible. And so being able to connect with the musicians here, you know, globally, on a global scale, it's been amazing. So, yeah, I wouldn't trade it in. I'm going to stick around for a little while.
You're going to stick around. Now, hold on. We need you to come back. We need you to come back to Dallas.
I'm always going to come home to Dallas. I'd come home to Dallas at least a couple of times a year, of course, to see my family, but also to see my fans, you know, always doing shows there. I come home to Dallas annually to do a show. Now, of course, we in a panini right now, so I can't do shows like I used to. So y'all just going to have to come see me virtually.
Hold on. Can you repeat that? We in a what now?
We in a pandemonium. So, you know, we got to do what we have to do to get the art to you. And it's going to happen virtually until Inside opens up in a way that feels safe to me.
Did you call it a panini?
I know y'all in the South. Y'all still going to the club and still going to the restaurant.
Look, we everything's still open out here. We still kicking it. Okay. Well, they are. I ain't going nowhere. They kicking it tough. Okay.
They are.
y'all gonna have to miss me with that one, but I understand, you know, hopefully y'all being as safe as possible, but yeah, I'm gonna stay inside for a little while longer.
I understand that. What are, I know being an artist,
I gotta ask you.
Go ahead, Big Joe.
I'm sorry, I gotta ask real quick. You said you got a chance to come around some of your favorite musicians, and who are some of your favorite musicians, if you don't mind us being that nosy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, one, moving closer to the East Coast and being in New York, one of my absolutely favorite musicians is Robert Glasper. And we've been friends for a long time, but, you know, being in the same city as him, got to, you know, do shows together, got to sit in with him. He come support me in shows, and you know, we might have something cooking up, you know, a little bit later. So I'm stay quiet with that. I can't give too much away yet. We're just getting started with Hello Human Volume 1. So I don't want to give too much away with Volume 2 yet. I want us to enjoy and dig into Volume 1 first. I'm a jazz fan. Even though I don't necessarily do jazz, my music, some of it is jazz influenced, and the jazz scene in New York was just and is still, even though we had to shift it, it's incredible, and it's been incredible. So a lot of the jazz guys are always here. You know, Chris Dave is always here. Terrace Martin was always here, you know. So some of my favorite musicians and producers, Keon Harold, a friend and jazz trumpeter, amazing musician, and now definitely, you know, been thrown and thrust into the limelight because of a Karen that attacked his son, and now doing his thing as an activist and an artivist, I guess you can call him. So just a lot of my favorite musicians that I got to build a closer relationship with, and now hopefully soon, you know, you'll be hearing some of the results, you know, musically of those relationships I built.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. You know, one of the things you mentioned a moment ago was having to readjust due to the pandemic, you know, virtual shows, so on and so forth. What are some of the other ways? I know you still in album mode. You still in creation mode. We're going to talk album Hello Human Volume 1. We're going to talk that here in 1 second. But I want to know, in the meantime, you know, since the pandemic has hit, what have your changes been? Like, how have you adjusted to all of this, especially being an artist and having to be in, you know, your connection with people is so important.
Absolutely. No, that's a good question. Honestly, what I've had to do was lean in on all the things and really be honest with all the ways I love being creative. You know, I love music. I'm a music fan first. And then was able to over time and over the years be a creator of music, and that's been beautiful. And it's garnered me fans, and it's garnered me friends, and all of these things, and these musical relationships. And that is how I've been connecting to people. But what I've also been able to explore since kind of the world has shifted, this pause that we've had, is exploring my creativity in other ways. And so, you know, I've really been enjoying reading a lot. The first 4 months that the world shut down, I read 13 books. And I didn't even finish a book in 2020 in 2019 because I was so busy. So I had a little book club with some friends, you know. Also, I love to cook. And so I pretty much created a quarantine of a friends. We call ourselves the BK fam, the Brooklyn fam. And we stayed tested up. We move in a very tight circle. And I would cook for my friends as much as possible. And we would get together and hug each other and love on each other because we knew that we needed each other in a very, very specific and special way. So cooking for my friends became a thing. I started planting and got more into plants. I had already started this process, became a plant mom, but definitely now even more of one. And then, you know, even recently as a pre-release party, I actually did Taco Tuesdays in Carmen's Cocina on my Instagram page. And so a bunch of fans came out and we made tacos for Taco Tuesday because, one, I love to cook, but two, I'm from Texas, so you know we love Mexican food. We love a taco. We will make anything into a taco. So I did Taco Tuesdays, and that's something I think I'm going to do more often. And so I've been finding really cool ways to connect with people kind of on a micro level with people I know and love in real life, and then on a macro level with people that that I've gotten to know musically, and even, you know, just with my friends who are musicians, we were creating virtually. We get on FaceTime and have writing sessions. It's just finding those creative ways to stay connected, to keep the juices flowing. Even if we can't physically touch, there's still ways that we can connect. And so if I have to jump on a FaceTime so I can see somebody's face because hearing their voice just isn't enough, I'll do it in a heartbeat.
I love it. Beautiful. Beautiful. We you know, especially in your industry, finding those ways to connect is so important. To inspire, you know, being able to inspire and connect and motivate, and that's what your music is. And so I know that that's important to you. As it pertains to writing and creating music, you know, how has the pandemic had an effect on that as well, the creation of the music?
Yeah, it has. One, it first it tripped me up. You know, I'm be completely transparent that initially I was not inspired. I was not motivated. Mm-hmm. All I wanted to do was read and rest and hibernate, because I also realized how tired I was. And I think that was the thing with a lot of people, regardless of what industry you were in. When first shut down and we really couldn't have be outside and have the be as busy and filling up our time with all the things like we used to, I think a lot of us realized, like, whoa, I was walking around like a zombie. I was actually tired. And so being forced to sit down really was helpful to me to get some rest, some much needed rest. But when I was coming out of that rest, I was not motivated. Nothing was inspiring me. And so it took a lot for me to kind of get moving again and get motivated to create art, because I wasn't being inspired by travel. I wasn't being inspired by dating. I wasn't being inspired by just being out in the world. I was just in the house. And so it's hard to pull from things when nothing is really happening in real life. I think for a while, because of fear, because of uncertainty, because of those numbers when COVID was really, really wreaking havoc early on and we didn't know what it was, there was a lot of just uncertainty. And so it was very, very hard to pull from anything. And so I had to work myself out of that. To finally get back to that voice and say, okay, what's that still small voice that's there in me that I can hear, that can inspire me and kind of whisper like the things I need to get me moving again and get me inspired again to create. And then knowing that as a creative, I do have a responsibility. You know, part of it, we know that what we create is potentially going to help somebody get out of a slump. It's going to help calm somebody. It's going to speak to somebody to say, I've been there too, so that people don't feel alone. Sometimes change a life. So I did also feel the responsibility, like, I need to create because I could help somebody get out of this funk as well.
Something good for the mind, the body, and the soul. That's right.
I love it.
Listen, if you're just tuning in, this is the Mind, Body, and Soul radio show hosted by Big Joe. I'm Kia D. Coming in today, I was so inspired by the incredible and amazing guest today, the beautiful singer and songwriter Carmen Rogers. I asked Big Joe if I could come in and sit here with him today and do this interview. I just truly, truly have always loved your music, love what you do. Shout out to Myron Ruffin, Unlimited Wealth Entertainment, for making this connection today. I love me some Myron Ruffin. He is off the chain.
Shout out to Myron too. He's one of the hardest working men in showbiz, ain't he?
Do you hear me? Real talk. He's a bad brother. I've worked with him for many years, probably the majority of time that I've been in radio. Since 2010, if I'm not mistaken, I've worked with Myron Ruffin. So he's absolutely incredible. Like, seriously. I want to ask one more question, and I'm going to let Big Joe jump right in. But I do have one more question. Hello, Human, this incredible album. I want to talk to you about Hello, Human. You know, first of all, the concept of Hello, Human, you know, how did you come up with the name Hello, Human? And then tell us more about this incredible album.
Thank you. Okay, so Hello, Human. Y'all, I promise, when that name hit me in my gut, I consider myself a storyteller. And part of telling the stories is based upon my own experiences, but also just, you know, the experiences of those around me and loving to people watch and loving. I have a psychology degree, so I'm also just really just interested in the entire human experience, right? And so Hello Human was me attempting to explore some of that, explore love, explore failure, explore sensuality and intimacy, and explore when healing, you know, and that's just a part of it. It's not even all of the human experience, but I felt like, you know, when you are really reflecting and trying to get to know yourself and trying to get to know others and connect, at the baseline, we're all human. Like, that's just base, you know. It sounds like a crazy or silly cliche that, you know, at the end of the day, we all bleed red, but we really, really do, because the human experience at base is pretty much the same. People want companionship. People want to be loved. People want to be validated. People, absolutely, you know, want to take care of their families. People want to not be, you know, in trauma their whole life. They want to be whole and healed. You know, even if it takes a little bit longer for some of us to get there than others. And so I really wanted to just kind of explore that in my own way through words, through melody. So yeah, that's kind of how I came up with it. It was just really about connecting with myself and just kind of doing a deep dive, but also hoping that people will reconnect, because we are, you know, social media it gives us a lot of information. We are privy to a lot of information really fast and at our fingertips, but it's also helped us disconnect more with people and also disconnect with ourselves, because we're continuously busy. We're continuously being fed information. And I think there is a disconnect with just us kind of at base. So I wanted to just reconnect. I wanted to reconnect with myself and wanted to help people reconnect as well.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Go ahead, Big Joe.
Come on, Big Joe.
I got a few questions for you.
I'm ready.
I've honestly listened to again and again, and I'm starting to really become a fan of yours.
Yay!
It was I really am. It was a very smooth. I didn't know what to expect when I played it, and I just listened to it, and I'm. You almost got, yeah. I'm actually becoming a real fan here, and it's almost amazing, because I was just like, wow, I'm honestly liking the song. So,
And let me say this real quick, Big Joe. It's real hard to please Big Joe. So for Big Joe, that is major.
Kia, I can tell. He's reluctantly becoming a fan. It sounds like he's fighting
me
with all his might.
Come on, Big Joe.
You can do it.
Okay, now understand. Hear me out. It's not that I'm fighting it, but I have heard some things that I didn't like. Not from you. From other artists where I didn't necessarily like it. So for a long time, I've been on a gospel. I've been on a gospel kick for maybe 6 or 7 years. I've been strictly nothing but gospel, and coming back and I'm enjoying the meaning, the melody, the that's how you touch me with something that makes sense, something that's something that connects your mind, your body, and your soul, of course, just like the show, and that's what you're doing. So what was like some of the inspirations for some of these songs? What is your favorite song on the album?
Ooh, I love this question. You know what? I thought it would be my favorite song, but then the fans, just really new fans, established fans, the original fans, all, they're just like, they can't believe Say So. And I honestly could barely believe Say So myself. Say So is the closing song on Hello Human, and it's one of my favorite songs I've ever written. I wrote that song from a place of yeah, it's and I love Again and Again. First, you know, before we go to Say So, Again and Again, I love that song so much because it really, I think it's sensual. I think it's sexy without being on the nose. I think, you know, the whole premise is you want this person to make you feel all the feelings, all of them, again and again and again, and how that person can see you and you can be so open and transparent with that person in ways that you haven't been and can't be with anyone else, you know, how they see right through you, you know, like nobody else. So you have completely just like surrendered to that person. I love that song. And I love that song because my brother from the Foreign Exchange, you know, I'm a touring member and singer-songwriter for the Foreign Exchange. And my brother Nicolay, who's one of our fearless leaders, produced that track. And hopefully you've been listening to the whole, that long version, where he does the drum and bass change the end, and it just takes off. Oh, I love Again and Again. Love Again and Again.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Before we get into your favorite, right now, Kia D, I know I can count on you. Tell me you got Again and Again ready right now, and then we will go into the favorite. The one that you said. And now, is this your favorite of the album before the fans changed it? Or what
yeah.
was your favorite before the fans changed it?
No. Well, no, actually, once I wrote it, I knew it was special. And so it was my favorite. I just wasn't sure how people would receive it because Say So kind of has a little bit of some soulful rock driving guitar and bass line. It's not necessarily a sound that people have heard from me before. And it also was in my lower register. You know, I'm a lazy soprano, so people are used to me singing, you know, kind of sweet and high. And so I wasn't sure how people would receive it. But I knew it was special to me. I knew it was a favorite for me. I just didn't expect the fans to gravitate to it. I hope they would, but the response has been overwhelming. It's been amazing so far.
Okay, so let's get into Again and Again right now.
Yes.
I know you got me.
We queued up. We queued up, dog. We queued up for Again and Again, my girl Carmen Rogers.
Miss Carmen Rogers, if you don't mind, can you please present this song for us, please?
I sure will. Listening, listeners, fans, new friends, audience, mind, body, and soul crew, this song is from my new EP, Hello Human, Volume 1, Again and Again.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul. Hosted by your very own Big Joe. He'll put you in the know. No, 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 no. Of your mind, body, and soul.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul Show with Big Joe. I am your host, Big Joe, holding it down right here at We Talk Radio with Kia D, T. Smiley, and the amazing, talented Miss Carmen Rogers.
Hey, Big Joe, before you go any further, man, at the end of that song, and all you heard was the smooth grooves of the keyboard and the drums and all that. I was over here vibing, man. As a drummer, I'm over here vibing.
There is no way you can listen to that song and not rock and not vibe and not groove. Yes. That is a nice one. Yes. Now, I got it. Before we go any further, it's that time, y'all. I'm a little late on it, so I made you wait. We got to give out the key word of the day, y'all. We got some people that's waiting for that money. They like, okay, they jamming, they grooving, but I thought they were going to say something about some money. We got to tell them about it. So there's a key word, and that key word for the day is in. I-N. Miss Carmen.
Yeah, you know, right. I love Brandy, and one of my favorite songs by her is Sitting Up in My Room.
Sitting Up in My Room, right
Sitting
here
up
on
in
We
my
Talk
room.
Radio.
Hey.
That's your key word, N-I-N, that's your key word. Now, we got to get back into this interview. Kia, how much time I got left?
Listen, you got about 20 minutes, my friend.
I got about 20 minutes.
We got this, Big Joe.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, come on. I'm right here. Now, you said the fans made you change your favorite. Now, that's a... The one we just heard, we already grooving to. So, talk to me about this new favorite song.
Oh, yes. And like I said, you know, they didn't quite make me change it. What they really did was confirm what I thought, which was it was my favorite, but I just didn't know that they would love it as much as I did. And they do, and it makes me happy. And that song, y'all, is the closing song on the EP. It's called Say So.
Love it.
It's called Say So.
I wrote this song from a deep space, like really from my gut, from my chest, from my heart. Like, I feel like the ancestors was with me writing this song. I literally wrote this song in 15 minutes, which if you ask any songwriter, that's normally not the process.
That's not nowhere near.
No,
there are some musicians that have wrote songs in 1999 and still ain't finished.
Yeah. Yes, Big Joe. But I wrote this song. It came from a place of, you know, I was watching people, and including myself, you know, over the years. You know, people specific or in general, black people more specifically, but black women most specifically, talk about things that they really, well, not talk about things, have desires, deep wants, dreams, but they would say that, oh, yeah, I'm good being single, or, you know, I'm cool. I don't need to go back to school, you know, or, you know, I don't need to start that business. I'm good working for my 9-to-5 pays the bills. And they said they were good because they didn't believe they could any longer attain or achieve that thing, because the world had beat them down, relationships had beat them down, not having opportunities to suck the life out of the possibilities. They felt like there was just no possibility. And I wrote this song about manifesting, like, really, really the desires of your heart, the desires, you know, the things that you really dream about, and saying basically, if you want it, you got to say so. And I know you feel it all in your soul. That's part of the chorus. That's part of the hook, because I believe that we've lied to ourselves to say we don't want the thing because we thought we couldn't get it anymore. So we just started pretending like we were happy with where we are. And so I wrote this song. It was honestly kind of to myself as well. And then I said, you know what? I believe this is going to change some hearts and open up some hearts, while I was writing this manifesto, almost this anthem to myself, to be like, girl, you want more. And it's okay to say it. It's okay. It's okay to say that you want more. You want bigger. You want better. And so that's what that song is. I think it's going to be an anthem for a lot of people. And from the response I've gotten so far, that's what it feels like. That's what it sounds like.
Can we get into the song right now? And then I gotta ask you a few more questions, because it's like you said some things and opened up a whole can of worms. So I'm want to get into the song, and then we're going to get into some conversation real quick. I want to dig into your mind right here on the Mind, Body, and Soul show.
Thank you.
You've been waiting on the right time. When you think all of the stars have aligned, joy and happiness elude you. You say chasing love is what those fools do. Built a shell.
Trust.
with your host, Big Joe, right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are sitting here with the amazing, with the talented Miss Carmen Rogers. How are you doing, Miss Rogers?
I'm so happy, so pleased, and honored to be here. Thank y'all for loving on me and playing this music.
Oh, no, thank you for giving us the opportunity. And I will put you on the spot before the end of the night. no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I want to ask you a question because you said something.
Yes.
One of the things about this song, it said, go out and get it. You know, if you want it, just say so. If you want to do it, just do it. What is the difference between being content and being truly happy?
Oh, I love that question. I think you can be content. I think that there are people that have chosen a life of contentment, and they're fine. They're solid. But there are some of us that there's something swirling inside of us that being content is just, we won't be satisfied and we won't be happy. We won't get to our true level of happiness unless we do the thing or we you know, get the thing or we accomplish the thing or we finish the thing. Because sometimes to get to happiness, you got the thing. There's a lot of people that started school. And life happens, children, families, you know, circumstances. And they got a job. They, you know, decently paying job. They got a nice house, two-car garage, cars in both garages. And they're content with their lives. But they're not happy because they know they started something that they really, really wanted to finish. And they're not going to be happy until they finish that thing. And so I think a lot of times we don't get to happiness without finishing. I think that's a big part of it. I even think about my life. You know, I was a young mom and was, a good student, a smart person, you know, so to speak. Went to college for engineering, guys. I was in college for electrical engineering. I was a calculus tutor. I was a nerd and, you know, became a young became a young mom and took a break. But I knew there was something inside me, although I went to work, you know, I was doing my music-ish, you know, singing at church, which I was content with. I was content singing in the church choir, but I wasn't happy singing in the church choir when I knew I had songwriting, I had gifts in me that I wanted to share. You know, I was content with a job that paid me really well at the time, but I was also in a job and everybody else around me had degrees. And I said, I know I'm smarter. I'm as smart, if not smarter, than all the people in this room, but there's this thing looming because I didn't finish school. So I went back to school and I finished. And I also left corporate and became a full-time artist. So, you know, and I know I possibly could have made more money in corporate than I do now as a self-employed independent artist. But y'all, I'm telling you, the happiness I have versus the contentment I had, I wouldn't trade it in for the world. This is the life I wanted. And there's even more now. There's still more. And that's the thing. Say So came from, because even right now, with me having a wonderful career so far, with my gifts being able to help me see the world, I've toured all over the world. I've been to countries that a lot of people dream of with my art, and I know there's still even another level for me. And so I said so in this song. I want more, so I'm going to go for it.
Wow.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
What an amazing testimony.
Yes.
T. Smiley, you still with us?
T. Smiley still, he's still playing the drums on that last song again and again. He's still rocking to the beat.
Love it.
Oh man, yeah, I love it. Yeah, man, it's. I'm just sitting back and enjoying this interview. I must say, I'm definitely digging your music. Kia introduced me to your music a couple days ago. Be honest, and I was like, oh wow, I can't wait to hear her on the show, because you have some this music right here, man. I'm telling you, I'm over here. I was over here grooving to the point where I almost missed the cue to come back in, but it's all good.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That's what I'm hoping the music will do. I want people to get lost in it.
Miss Rogers, if you don't mind me asking, who was some of the artists that influenced you along the way as far as songwriting and singing, I guess, and playing? Who were some of the artists that influenced you, some of them that you looked up to?
Yeah.
And
no, I love that question. There's so many. They cross so many genres, even though I do, you know, what's considered more of a R&B or really soul music. So many artists that have influenced me are in my genre and beyond. Of course, Stevie Wonder, I love. Amazing songwriter, singer, and storyteller. Paul Simon, amazing songwriter and storyteller and arranger of music and sounds. Let's see. I love the Carpenters growing up. I always loved like sweet music. I love sweet sounds. So always loved the Carpenters. I remember as a little girl. Then as I got older, you know, you have Whitney. Whitney was just this vocal monster and just this literally the voice of an angel. Brandy, who, of course, Whitney was her inspiration and muse. I love Brandy. Brandy creates a soundscape with her voice and her arrangements and her background vocals. Like I said, Sitting Up in My Room, one of my favorite songs, Babyface. Amazing songwriter, producer, and singer who does not get enough flowers because literally he owned the 90s. Every song that was a hit in the 90s, it seems like Babyface wrote and produced. And then one of my favorites who I got to talk with just last night, Layla Hathaway. Since I was a kid in school when her first album dropped, until now, she's been in this industry for 30 plus years, still making music. And I love her.
Did you just say you talked to her?
I did. I got to talk to her last night. I got to talk to her last night. It was a group of us on this new social media platform. Got to spend some time. You know, Layla and I have known each other for years and shared many stages. And I've gotten to tell her quickly as we moved, you know, through the world that, you know, I love her art. But last night I really got to tell her, like, you inspired me in a very special way, and breaking the mold and being such an instrument. And that song you just heard, I literally, me and my producer, Deonis Puma Cook, Dallas producer and singer, songwriter, legendary, you know him as one of the pipes for Jill Scott and been on tour with Janet Jackson recently and Kirk Franklin and was, you know, part of the Kanye West Sunday Service. So you've seen him do his thing, but he produced Say So. And literally when I told him, when I wrote this song, I said, look, I'm about to sing in the basement. I don't know if I can do this, but I'm going to try. He said, you can do this. I said, you know what? Let me summon Layla Hathaway. So we both just started saying, come on, what would Layla Hathaway do? What would Layla Hathaway do? And so I literally summoned her on Say So. So I got to tell her that last night, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful time to tell her that she's one of my biggest inspirations.
Wow. Wow. And wow. I'm at a loss of words now, and that don't happen too often. I am a huge Layla Hathaway fan, so when you said her name, my heart I was just like, oh Lord, did somebody tell me?
I heard your heart skip a beat. You stopped breathing for the past 90 seconds.
I did.
Somebody resuscitate Big Joe, y'all.
But I'm back. I'm back. You did it. You did it. You resuscitated me. You brought me back. You brought me back.
Watch
to
this.
Life.
Now
thank
it's gonna
you.
Be Carmen Rogers that's gonna be making that heart skip a beat. Come on now, Queen.
Hey. It already,
now,
it
I'm
already
trying, I wanna take Layla's spot. Let me take Layla's spot. I'm working. I'm working hard.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. Layla stopped my heart, but you started it back.
Ooh. You better
ooh,
come
Joe.
On now.
Oh, my goodness. Give it to us, Big Joe. You know what? That was good, Big Joe. That was good. That was real good.
I can tell you meant it, though. I like it, Big Joe. I like that a lot.
Oh, gosh. That was
right
good.
Here on the Mind, Body, and Soul show. So we got to talk about your favorites on the album. I got to put you on the spot. I wouldn't be me if I didn't put you on the spot right here. Tell me we can get the next single.
Yes,
please.
Yes, you can. The next single, y'all, is No Good. That's the latest, newest single from my EP that just dropped, Hello Human Volume 1. No Good is so much fun, y'all. I wrote this song to kind of as a jerk. It's a jerk song. I'm a jerk in the song. I'm singing this song so sweetly. It sounds like a love song, but if you listen to the words, you'll say, wow, she's a jerk.
I love it. I love it.
Yes, it is literally a song of a woman telling a man, you know what, I'm not a good idea. I know you think you want to be with me, but I am no good for you. I am a bad idea. But if you want to go for it, do so at your own risk.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, we can't wait.
But everyone who's tuned in, let's get all of your contact information. They want to know how to follow you, how to love on you, how to buy your music. They want to know. Please let us know how we can be a part.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, y'all. Please stay connected with me on the socials. I am active. I do respond. So you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Carmen Rogers. That's CarmenRogers. Don't forget the D. CarmenRogers. Carmen Rogers on Twitter and Instagram. Carmen Rogers fans on Facebook. Also, my website is IamCarmenRogers.com. That's IamCarmenRogers.com. Buy the music. If you still buy music out there, this is a digital release only. So if you still buy music, please buy on Bandcamp. They take care of the artists. We get the lion's share of it versus the other platforms. You don't, but if you're on iTunes, you can buy on iTunes. You can buy on Amazon. If you're a streamer, stream on Tidal, stream on music, on Apple Music, stream on Spotify, stream wherever, Pandora, wherever you can stream music. And then, just connect with me. I'm out here in the world, at least in the virtual world. So you can hit me up, tag me. If you knew the music, if the music moves you, please tag me. Let me know how you're feeling. Get the music, share it with friends, let the world know. I know a lot of times we find an artist and we want to keep them close to our chest, but no, we need you to tell folks that we are out here so that they know, so that we can then keep making music. Because making music, y'all, is very expensive. It's a lot of hard work, but it's also a lot of hard work and expensive work. So tell the world, share us with your friends so that we can keep bringing you more.
Yes. I love it. I'm following. I've already clicked the link.
Yes. Thank you, Miss Kia D.
You're welcome, love. Absolutely. Listen, we're truly excited to have you here. We appreciate all of you just being a part of the Mind, Body, and Soul radio show today, and just continuing just to be a fabulous artist. You made a point earlier today. People don't realize that there are still good music there, and that's the reason why we keep going. Even through the pandemic, we were still here hitting it. We weren't in people's faces, but we sure was still doing these interviews because we wanted to make sure we continue to get the music to the people. you know, I mean, because the music is out there. But unfortunately, you know, the radio stations, they continue to play the same music over and over again. And so that's what you feel, that's what you see, that's what you hear. And if that's all you're tuning into, that's all you're going to hear. You don't, you won't realize that there's some amazing artists out there, like Carmen Rogers, go follow her right now, that are producing and writing and singing fabulous music that is absolutely timeless. So thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Y'all made a girl feel super welcome and loved. I appreciate you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I got another one called Catching Feelings, which is another one of my favorites.
Yes. Who I know somebody out there thought they was going to have a cute little situationship, and then they caught feelings, and they was like, wait a minute, but do you like me too? And you weren't, and that wasn't necessarily reciprocated, and you weren't sure how to even broach the conversation because you were like, am I going to be in this by myself catching feelings? Let me tell you something. I love that song too. Honestly, I love my whole EP, so thank you, y'all. Please get Hello Human Volume 1. I really think there will be some song on there that's going to move you, that's going to speak to you, depending on where you are in your life and in your walk, whatever. Some song is going to connect to you, and I hope y'all get it and enjoy it and share it, add it to your playlist, do all the things. Let the world know, y'all.
Absolutely.
Now, tell me, I just got to ask, tell me that we can have you on the show again.
Y'all are my family now. Please, whenever you want me on the show, let me know. This is so much fun. Y'all are so much fun. And this is, you know, I love the whole, I have a lyric. My lyric and changes is body and soul. If I had put mine in there, y'all could have used it as a jingle.
Okay.
Now, hold on. See, now we're going to have to go to the back room again. So,
yes.
Let's get into the song and then let's go into the back room. Right now, Mind, Body, and Soul, We Talk Radio, Big Joe, Kia D, T. Smiley, the amazing Carmen Rogers, right here on Mind, Body, and Soul. Come on, let's get into this show. She didn't say the wrong thing. I got two jingles now, y'all.
I love it.
Listen, and I know Carmen, you can hear how deep his voice is, so trust me, he gonna sound good on the album. You put it in anyway, singing baritone, he can't sing a soprano or alto. Don't give him none of that. But baritone, he got that all day. He got that all day.
Hold on. Wrong way. She was finna sing a jangle for me.
I'm talking about, wait a minute, but wait, your voice is amazing, bro. I'm trying to get you on the next
Hello Human Volume 2
coming soon.
I didn't stop singing a little while ago now. Hold on now.
We're gonna bring it back.
Get back into it.
We're gonna bring it back.
I'll go back there and gargle for a minute. I will bring it back.
Catching feelings right here. On We Talk Radio, this is the beautiful Carmen Rogers. While we're playing this song, y'all go flood her on social media. We'll be right back.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
What do I make this?
I'm captain.
Welcome to the mind, body, and soul. Hosted by your very own Big Joe. He'll put you in the know. No, 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 no. Of your mind, body, and soul.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul Show with your host, Big Joe. I am Big Joe, holding it down with Kia D, T. Smiley, and the amazing, the talented Miss Carmen Rogers. Miss Rogers, you're still with us.
I'm here. This has been so much fun. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm back at home
please.
In Dallas.
I know, right?
Well, come on.
I know. Texas is so fun. We're just like family. You know, like everybody in Texas, you know, you meet somebody in Texas, like family. Like when you're from Louisiana and you meet somebody else from Louisiana you never met before. Family. You know, it's that country
yes.
thing, that down south thing.
It is the down south country thing, and it was because we were brainwashed as kids growing up in Texas. All those songs about Texas. You know, we have
yes.
Texas loyalty.
Yes,
Miss Rogers, if you would, please give us your contact information. How can we reach you? How can we get in contact with you? How can we buy the music? How can we support you?
Yes, thank you again. Please, please, please follow me on all the socials. Carmen Rogers, CarmenRogers, at Carmen Rogers on Twitter and Instagram, at Carmen Rogers Fans on Facebook. I am CarmenRogers.com is my website. I am CarmenRogers. Don't forget the D, y'all. Don't forget the D, like Big D in Dallas. And okay, anyway, don't forget the date. I won't go there. All right, so then we also buy my music, please, on all the platforms where you can buy digital music. Bandcamp is my favorite. You have iTunes, you can buy music digitally, Amazon, and, of course, please stream if you love to stream the music, Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, Tidal, everywhere where digital music is. Hello Human Volume 1 will be there. Please check me out. Connect with me online. I respond, I promise.
We thank you so much again for spending the evening with us right here on the Mind, Body, and Soul Show. Please come again. How much time we got left here?
We got 5 minutes, Mr. Friend.
That sounds like just enough time for one more song, the song Where I'm a Jerk. It's a 3.5-minute song.
Know,
I feel like it's perfectly timed.
Is that no good?
That is no good.
Listen, we're going to close out with no good. How about that? Listen, Big Joe, we on We Talk Radio Network, we are believers in closing every single show out with prayer. We got people who listen in from around the globe. And we want to sprinkle just a little bit of the Lord's goodness on them, and we do that with a little prayer. So if you don't mind hanging out with us while we close our show out in prayer, you know, we're going to go right into
it. I love it.
So good. Oh, yeah.
Oh, because she needs prayer
right.
on the song, so this is perfect.
All right. Here we go. Heavenly Father, we come today in the most humblest way we know how, Lord, saying thank you. Thank you for another day blessing, Heavenly Father. We ask that. If there's someone, if there's anyone who don't know you, Heavenly Father, we ask that you come with them right now and sit with them, Heavenly Father. Give them a relationship with you. Heavenly Father, we ask a special blessing for each and every person that is connected to the radio show, Heavenly Father. Each and every person that's connected to the radio station and We Talk Nation, Heavenly Father, Ms. Carmen Rogers. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you bless and touch as only you can. We'll be so careful to give your name the praise. Thank God. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Woo! We appreciate you all for tuning in to this incredible show. Check us out every single day, www.wetalkradio.com. With that being said, This Is No Good by my main girl, Carmen Rogers. She's a friend of the family now. We Talk Radio.
She is. She done moved Layla out the way.
I love it.
Mission accomplished.
Boom. I love
all
it.
Right.
Cool beans.
Now that you done ran Layla away, don't run away from us.
I promise I won't. I'm right here.
All right.
I'm right here, baby.
That's right. Right here on We Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I know you think I'm what you want. Baby, you can't help it. This is a chance to save yourself. Your head, your way over it. You see me holding all the cards, yet you want to go all in.
With what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected, stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry,
sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.